A former Fairfax media high flyer and one-time newspaper copy boy, Anthony Catalano, has taken what could be the biggest gamble of his so far stellar career. He snapped up Fairfax Media's former regional assets for $115 million. Mr. Catalano is likely to become executive chairman of Australian Community Media, which has more than 160 mastheads, including the Newcastle Herald, Illawarra Mercury and the Canberra Times. Nine Entertainment's just offloaded those assets. Anthony Catalano is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Look, I think the exciting thing about the ACM business is that it's diverse. It's got a massive audience of between 7 and 8 million people. So I think those two things alone make for an exciting opportunity to try and monetize it in a way that perhaps under the Fairfax management previously it wasn't able to because it wasn't the most significant asset in that group.
This is a pretty big bet for you, and there's a lot riding on you making a success of this, especially for your new staff.
Look, I think it's not dissimilar to other businesses that I've run. And we took a business that was in loss-making territory for Fairfax and turned it into a highly profitable business and then into the Domain float. So I think we've got a history of demonstrating that we can turn around old media and introduce some new media elements to it.
Australian Community Media has more than 160 titles and some prestigious ones. So does this make you Australia's newest newspaper baron?
Look, there's certainly a lot of titles in there. There are, as you say, those very significant titles, the Canberra Times, probably the Jewel and the Crown, the Newcastle Herald, as you mentioned, the Illawarra Mercury, the Border Mail. The issue for those organisations has been that there were other bigger priorities, and it's in the face of very significant industry or structural decline in the newspaper business. So, the ACM business was probably at the bottom of the priority list.
As you say, ACM was pretty much sidelined in the bigger Fairfax than the Nine business and probably didn't get a lot of love. So is that going to change under your leadership?
Well, it'll effectively be my only child. So it's the only business in our group. So for us, it's our, it's our number one and only priority.
You're taking this on at a tough time for newspapers right around the world. But how many of those 160-plus mastheads will still be around in a few years' time, given the pressure to consolidate and to cut costs?
Look, the death of newspapers has been predicted for some time. I don't buy the story. For me, these businesses now require investment. They don't need to exist necessarily just in their, in their current form. The issue for us is to review how those subscription models have been put in place for some of these papers. The reality is the Border Mail, which covers the Wodonga and Albury area, is not going to be covered as well by papers like The Age, The Sydney Morning Herald, and so they become critically important.
Fairfax Media staff have been through years of job cuts, and regional papers have also been badly hurt. So can you guarantee that there'll be no new job cuts?
I think what I can guarantee is that there'll be a widespread review of all of the businesses. And, I can guarantee you that, and I can guarantee all the staff within the organisation that we will be doing our best to grow the business, not shrink it. Guarantees are a tough thing to give, but I haven't bought this business with an intention to shrink it.
What about Fairfax's charter of editorial independence that transferred to Nine? Will you sign on to that now, and does that transfer to the new business?
The papers are free to run their journalism as they see fit.
Anthony Catalano, the new owner of Australian Community Media, speaking there with Peter Ryan.